Cuomo vetoed 72 of 133 bills that were sent to him just before the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Normally, the legislature parcels out the bills passed at the end of the legislative session over the next 6 months so that the governor has time to carefully consider each one. But Cuomo and lawmakers have been feuding over whether legislators should get a pay raise. The Senate and Assembly decided to send him all the bills at once. They deny that there's any connection between the two incidents. The Buffalo News quotes one lawmaker as calling it the Monday night massacre, but Cuomo says he doesn't think he vetoed a higher-than-average portion of the bills.
It was a bill-by-bill choice. I don't know the usual ratio of signing to vetoes, but I don't think it was extraordinary.
One veto that's received the most attention is the rejection of a measure to make it easier for farmers to donate produce to food banks. It would have granted each farm an up to $5,000 tax credit for donating fresh vegetables and meats to food banks to feed the hungry. A wide coalition supported it, including anti-hunger groups, environmentalists, and the New York Farm Bureau. Spokesman Steve Ammerman finds the veto baffling.
We're incredibly disappointed because there was so much support behind this.
Ammerman says the benefits of the legislation would be far-reaching.
Not only for the people that would be able to have greater access to fresh local food, but also the farming community that would have the ability to get more product into the food banks, and this would help them offset some of the high costs that come with packaging, transportation, labor to pick and move the food.
Governor Cuomo, when asked by reporters about the veto, says he agrees with the idea, but he says the measure was flawed.
It's a good idea to help farmers. Let's give every farm $5,000. Great. I support that concept. One question, where does the $5,000 come from? And who has that money? That's sometimes what the legislature doesn't answer. We do a budget in this state. This was not in the budget.
The cost of the tax credit is estimated to be $300,000 to $800,000 out of a $135 billion state budget. Cuomo and the Farm Bureau disagreed earlier this year when the governor decided not to defend the state against a New York Civil Liberties Union lawsuit that would permit farm workers to form a union. The Farm Bureau went to court. It's been granted the right to pursue the case. The group also opposed Governor Cuomo's plan to phase in a higher minimum wage in New York, saying it would be too expensive for farms operating on the margin. Ammerman with the Farm Bureau says he hopes the veto is not related to those disputes.
Ultimately, it probably just came down to the fact that there would be a budgetary cost to this, and certainly this was passed outside of the budget.
He says farmers hope that the governor can be convinced to add the provision into his new budget plan in January. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.